Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
For a year, a long time ago, I worked at a convenience store. It was off this road with a lot of other businesses on it. My store was like the ones connected to gas stations, except we didn't have any gas. It was just a small store with lots of drinks, snacks, and a little bit of other stuff. So basically, I would work by myself during the night at the counter. We closed at 3 a.m. every night, so it would be pretty late nights for me. Usually, not that many people would come through for my shift, though. So I preferred it to working a normal shift, because though the hours might have been odd, it was significantly less work. From the time that I started, there would usually be a decent amount of customers, but then, as the shift went on, it would get quieter and quieter. After midnight, we would hardly get anyone. So, one night, at around midnight, I remember that nobody had been in the store for a while until this one guy walked in. When I saw him entering, the first thing that I noticed was that he was wearing a clown mask. It was kind of creepy to see at midnight, but I also just figured that it was some guy trying to be funny. It was not Halloween time, so I wasn't very amused.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Of course, working by myself behind the counter, when somebody enters wearing any kind of a mask, it raises suspicions. I thought that it could potentially be a robbery. The man walked in, though, got within maybe 20 feet of me, and then turned and started looking at me. As he did, he was just standing there. I said to the guy, "Very funny, pal." He didn't respond and just kept standing there and staring at me. I said, "What do you want, a prize? Best costume of the day, there you go." The man still ignored me. After like another minute of us just staring at each other, the guy finally started walking away. He moved towards the other side of the store very slowly, still looking at me. It was very strange. At last, the man walked to the doors and finally left. I was glad to see him go. For the remainder of my shift, which was about 2 or 3 hours, I didn't see the guy. There was maybe 2 or 3 total people for the rest of the time that night. I remember when I was finally off at 3 a.m., I locked up the shop and went to leave. When I was walking out, I saw the clown man a ways away. He was across the street by the corner now, walking down the sidewalk by himself. He was the only person out that I could see at that time. I thought it was weird that I was seeing him again. As I walked away to go to my car behind the shop, I remember noticing him start to look over at me. I quickly walked away though and got to my car and went home. The next night, I worked again. It was the same exact hours as I usually did, so I would be getting off at 3 a.m. Nothing really strange happened during my shift that night. There was a guy who came into the shop and looked around for kind of a long time and then left without buying anything. But other than that, things were pretty quiet. Well, that night, after I got off of work at 3 a.m., I closed up the shop, left, and went to my car again. When I got there, something really weird happened. When I opened my door, on the driver's seat, there was a clown mask, the same one that the guy had been wearing. I was so surprised to see it that I jumped back and I thought that the guy might be in my car. I looked inside though, and he wasn't there. I took the mask and tossed it, and then I went home. The next day, I was paranoid. Everyone that came in the shop, I wondered if it was the clown guy. I didn't see him again though, and I really have no idea how he got inside my car. I thought that I locked it. I guess it's possible that I didn't, or maybe he picked the lock or something. My car was kinda old, but I really don't know for sure, and it's all very strange.
Hey everyone, we truly appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel for more upcoming stories and exciting content.
For a short time period, I used to work as a customer service representative during nights. It was a job that I did from home. I would work my normal job during the day and then work the night shift at home taking calls. I had a guest room in my apartment that I worked out of, and it was normally pretty easy. I used my guest room as an office, and from like 8 o'clock at night until midnight, I sat at my desk with my headset and my computer. I was able to take calls, help customers for the business that I worked for, and stay at home. I was working a lot at the time to save up money, and I only did two jobs at once for several months. For this job, though, I wouldn't be getting calls all the time. I'd get maybe like 10 a night, so there was a lot of downtime where I could just relax mostly, and I got paid the whole time, which was good. So, nearing the end of my shift one night, it was shortly after 11 p.m. This was not necessarily a quieter time, but it was just later. I found that there was about the same amount of calls regardless of the time. But on this night, I hadn't happened to get a call in a little while. So then, I got a phone call and answered. Except this was not the normal customer. When I said hello, at first, nobody said anything on the other end of the phone. When I said hello again, this time I heard a man's voice start to speak. He did not sound normal, though. It was like he was trying to disguise his voice or something. What he said next really creeped me out. The man told me that he was outside my apartment. I said, "Come again?" The man then said that he was right outside and claimed that he could see me. I asked if this was a prank, and he started laughing this creepy laugh. I didn't recognize the voice as anybody that I would know. I asked again why he called. The guy said that he just wanted to let me know that he was right outside my place and that I should go look. I didn't believe him at all. I said, "No, you're not." Then I hung up on him because I was not willing to play games with some prank caller. But then, moments later, there was a knock on my apartment door. Instantly, I was extremely nervous. I had truly thought that it was just a prank call, but now it didn't seem like it. I stayed where I was in my office. Then there was another knock on the door. I decided to get up and go and see who was there. I walked over to my front door, but by the time I got there, I looked out of the peephole and whoever had been there was gone. Then I got another call. When I answered it, it was the same person right away. He gave me another creepy laugh and asked why I didn't answer the door. I asked who it was in a nervous voice, and then he hung up on me. I was so creeped out, fearing that I was being stalked or something, and I called the police. I told them what happened, and they said they would send an officer to my location. As I was waiting for them to arrive, I got another phone call. When I answered it, it was the same person, but just laughter. It was really creepy. Then they hung up again. When the police officer arrived at my apartment, I told him what happened, and he looked all around the building.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Unfortunately, he never located who did it. After that, for the rest of my time working that job, nothing else like that happened. I still don't know who did that to me or why. Several years ago, I worked a temporary job as a part-time security guard. It was a job that I was not really qualified for, but I guess there wasn't really any requirements. There was this building in the sort of downtown area of the city that I lived in. The building was a mix of some offices and some other businesses. It went up several stories and connected to other buildings as well. During the day, the building was open and there would be somebody who worked at the main desk. Many people would walk through the building during the day, but at night it was closed, and for some reason they still needed a security guard. I would literally just sit in the desk all night and do nothing. Nobody ever came to the building, and I never had to talk to anyone. I wore a security guard uniform that was similar to a cop's outfit, but I was certainly no cop, not even close. The only training I got really was to call the cops if anything happened. But on the other hand, I could just sit down and go on my phone for hours and get paid for it. I could play games and watch YouTube videos and do whatever I wanted, really. I would also walk around the lobby area and some of the connecting hallways to get my steps in. I didn't mind the job much because it was just part-time, so it didn't really get old. Anyways, one night I was working, and by this point it was probably after midnight. I know that I was at my desk like usual when somebody knocked on the door. This was something that had never happened before. There were two glass doors that were at the main entrance. Obviously, they were locked now. I wasn't really sure why somebody would be knocking on the doors, but I felt like it was my job to go and check. They also tried to open the doors as I got up, so I walked over to see who was there. When I arrived, I saw a relatively young woman standing there outside. It was a fairly cold night and a little rainy as well. By this time, really nobody else was out walking on the sidewalks or streets. When I got to the door, she was motioning for me to open it. I knew that I was to never let anybody in the building after close, so I tried to tell her through the glass that we were closed and she could not come in. She didn't seem to get it though, and motioned that she could not hear me and for me to open the door again. So reluctantly, I did. I opened the door just a small amount and I told the woman that the building was closed. She said something like she was very cold and needed to use the restroom quick. I told her that the building was off limits, and I gave her directions to a building nearby that was actually open. She did not seem satisfied, but accepted what I said and started to walk away. Then I closed the door and went back over to my desk. That was the first time that anybody had ever come to the door while I was working. In fact, it was the first time that I had ever interacted with anybody at the job. However, not more than 20 minutes later, I heard a knocking at the door again. This was really weird, but then I figured that it was probably the same woman there again for some reason. I walked over and saw that there was now a man standing right outside the door. He had a hooded sweater on, but that didn't seem very suspicious because the weather would call for that. The man knocked again and waved me over. I walked over to him, and then without really giving it a second thought, I opened the door a crack. I was going to tell him the same thing that I told the woman. However, literally the second that I opened the door, the man barged his way in, pushing the door into me. Then he pushed me over, knocking me to the ground. Before the door swung back and closed, another man forced his way inside and stepped over me as I was on the ground now. I did not have any weapons, and I wasn't getting paid enough to stand there and fight the guys. So I got up and quickly ran out the door and left the building. The men were now both inside to do who knows what. I ran a safe distance away and I called the police. I walked around the sidewalks, freezing cold, hoping that the men didn't come after me or anything. Soon though, the police got there and I flagged them down. Three cars with a total of 5 officers arrived on scene, and some stayed and talked with me while others entered the building. And thankfully, they were able to apprehend the 2 men who were still inside the building. They also tracked down that same woman who I had talked to earlier. Apparently, she was the getaway driver for the men and was in on it, which made sense. After that, I went back to work, but quit a short time after. That was a little too much action for me. I'm still mad at myself for opening the door and letting the guys in. I had just talked to the woman and that had gone fine though, so I wasn't really thinking. I guess maybe their original plan was to try to get her in the building. When that didn't work, they decided to go in by force. About 25 years ago, I used to work at a gas station. It was one that was somewhat off a country road and only like 5 minutes from where I lived.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I would work the overnight shift because the station was open 24 hours. This is something that was both creepy and easy typically. There wasn't a whole lot that had to be done overnight. The store part of the gas station was pretty small. It had a good amount of snacks and drinks, so I would do some stocking of the shelves and organizing here and there. Most of the time, though, I would just sit behind the counter. We had this TV that was hanging from the ceiling in the corner that I used to watch at a really low volume. Without that, I would have been truly bored out of my mind most nights. But the TV was amazing, because this was before smartphones, so I couldn't just go online or whatever. During the day, a lot of people would drive on the road that the gas station was on, and they would stop. At night, though, it was kind of the opposite. We would seldom get any customers. An occasional car would drive by and sometimes stop in for fuel, but normally, if they did, they wouldn't come inside of the store. In fact, the gas station stopped being open 24/7 sometime in the late 2000s, and about 5 years ago, it was converted into a smoke and vape shop. But back to the story. To be honest, when people did stop there at night, I always hoped that they wouldn't come inside, because being by myself in the middle of the night, whenever anybody came in, it always seemed kind of sketchy. There were a few strange people, but overall not that many scary experiences. One really stands out though. It was a night like any other. The time was roughly 2 o'clock in the morning, so this was among the quietest times of night for me. I was just sitting behind the counter and looking around the empty shop. To my right was the door to go inside, as well as 2 very large windows looking out to the gas pumps. Surrounding the station all around was pretty much wildlife. There was a dense woods right across the street, and next to the property was some tall grass and quite a bit of trees scattered around as well. We hadn't had any customers in the gas station in well over an hour. I don't think that I had seen a car in a long time either. I remember glancing out of the windows, though, and noticing what appeared to be a man. He was walking slowly from the sort of wooded field area next to the gas station and making his way towards the gas pumps. It was really strange to see, because there was no real place that he would be coming from. After making his way to the pavement, he just kind of started standing around for a while. It was very strange. I kept watching him because I was very curious as to where he had come from and what he was doing. The man was bald, looked to be maybe in his 40s or so, and had a slight beard on his chin, I remember. He was also wearing sunglasses. After standing around and looking the other way mostly for like 2 or 3 minutes, he started to walk towards the gas station. I thought at that point that he was going to go inside. He walked all the way towards the doors. Then the man stopped, took out a cigarette, and started smoking it. He did not go inside the store. After smoking for a couple minutes, he then started walking away and crossed the quiet street. Then the guy literally walked right into the woods, which had me really puzzled. It was very strange because there was no path to go into the woods or anything. It was just like dense forest all around. That alone was one of the strangest things I had ever seen. But it got weirder. So, maybe 30 minutes later, we still hadn't had any more customers. Out of nowhere, I saw movement outside and I looked up. I was just on time to see the same man emerging from the woods. After that, he walked across the street and back onto our property. This time, though, he walked all the way to the front door and actually went inside. When he was in the shop, he started walking for the counter. I said hi to him, and the man said that he needed $1,500. I had a bad feeling when he said that, but hoped that I was misunderstanding him. I asked what he meant. The man then demanded that I give him $1,500. His voice was now angry. I looked at him, and he wasn't holding any kind of a weapon or anything, but he was leaning in fairly close. I didn't know if he had one on him, but I always kept a bottle of pepper spray just behind the counter in case. When the man demanded it again, he leaned towards me even closer and shouted. That's when I took the pepper spray, pointed it right at his face, and let it rip. The man was instantly blinded by it and moved backwards. He grabbed his eyes, and I yelled at him to get out of the store and that I was calling the police. The man backed away and thankfully left. When he got outside, he walked around covering his face, then crossed the street again and went back into the woods. It was very weird. I kept an eye out for the rest of my shift, but I didn't see the guy again. In fact, I never saw him for the rest of the time that I worked there. It was one of the weirdest situations I've ever had. When I was younger, for a while, I used to work at a grocery store. I was 19 at the time and was just working there for the summer. It was a small town grocery store in the city that I lived in, and my mom was friends with the owner. That's basically how I got the job. The only bad part was that I had to work the night shift. So right before the store would close, I would come in. There would be a list of tasks for me to do, and basically when I got them all done, I could leave and go home. Except the store closed at 9 p.m. and there was always a lot to do, and it would take me until past midnight most of the time. Sometimes I would be working until like 2 a.m. or later, and when I worked, I would be the only one in the entire store. It was a little weird to be by myself in the grocery store, and most of the lights would be out by that time as well. There were just a few dim ones, really just enough so that I could see. Overall, it was not a bad job though, because sometimes I would be able to get off a little bit early. Some of the tasks that I usually did were cleaning, always stocking a lot of shelves, and some other random stuff. I would change prices, put up and take down signs and advertisements, and get the place ready for whoever was opening the next day. The grocery store was pretty small, but it still had just about everything that you would want. One night, after I came in, I started going through the tasks. It started out as a pretty typical night. After doing a little bit of cleaning, I was stocking shelves near the canned goods. Out of nowhere, I heard a sound. It was the sound of footsteps. Somebody else was walking inside the store. This made no sense. I had been working already for about 2 hours, so we had closed a long time ago. Nobody else was supposed to be there, and nothing like that had ever happened before. I stopped what I was doing and listened. The footsteps were definitely a few aisles away, and they were walking down at about an average pace. Then the footsteps started to get closer. However, they ended up stopping, seemingly not that far away from me. Maybe in the next aisle over or the one after that. After not hearing the sound for a couple of minutes, I walked over to the next aisle over and looked in it. There was nobody there. I looked in the next aisle after that, and there was nobody there either. As I was walking back to where I was stocking shelves, though, I heard the footsteps again. They sounded like they were behind me, but a ways back and out of my sight. I turned around and looked, but didn't see anybody. Then I spoke, asking if anybody was there. No one answered me. By that point, I was really creeped out by the whole situation. Nothing like that had ever happened before. I decided to look all around the store to see if anybody was there. So I made my way slowly closer to where I had last heard the footsteps. The store was mostly dark, except for the dim lights that were kept on overnight. Like I said, it was pretty much just enough for me to see. I looked through a few aisles without noticing anything. Then I got to one aisle and looked down it. There was a man standing in it. As soon as I saw him, he looked over at me. Then he turned and started walking away out of the aisle. I shouted at him that we were closed and he had to leave now. He didn't say anything back. I walked after him in his direction. However, I had lost him and had no clue where he was anymore because he had quickly gone out of my sight. I heard him walking for a while, but then I stopped hearing him. At that point, I was just walking up and down all the aisles in the store. I was really nervous, wondering why the man was there and what he wanted. I should have called the police right away, but I was practically a kid still, and I guess I panicked. So, after walking up and down the aisles for a little while, I suddenly heard the footsteps behind me. I looked back and saw the guy approaching me like 20 feet away. It was one of the scariest things I've ever seen. At that point, I just took off running. I made my way to the door and just bolted out of there. I ran to my car and drove home to my parents' house, which was pretty close by. Then I called the police. After coming to my senses and the police were there, I went back to the grocery store. My boss got called as well. The police found the man hiding in the back room.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Apparently, he had been in the store before close and then just stayed in and hid someplace. Why, I don't know. I'm really glad that I got out of there when I did, though.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.